Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Mem Dalet 244. As we continue in Parshas Kedoshim, we have finished off the section of mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro, having to do with ava and sinna and revenge and embarrassing others. And now we get on to two mitzvahs related to shatnez and kilayim. The second one will get us into other mitzvahs that relate to the ground, mitzvahs atulias baretz, but today we get into the first of the kalayim mitzvahs, and that is the isser of cross-breeding two different animals. The chinach shelo laharbia behema in min b'she'eno mino. Not to cross-breed animals, one not in its type. The Torah tells us, es chukosai tishmoru, keep my chukim. Behemtachalo sarbia kilayim, sadchalo sizra kilayim. Do not crossbreed animals. Your animal, do not marbia. Laharbia is to crossbreed kilayim. Don't create kilayim. I'll have to talk about what that word means. Sadchalo sizra kilayim. Your field, don't plant kilayim. Ubeged kilayim shatnez lo yale alecha. And begadim, what we call shatnez, do not put upon you. So you have three right here in this pasuk. We will see, only two of them are counted here. The chinuch counts shatnez, kilayim begadim elsewhere, but three of them at least are mentioned in this pasuk. We know there are five types of kilayim. Five types of kilayim that we could talk about. Two of them relate to animals. One is cross-breeding, and one is cross-working. Right, those are two separate Isurim. Today's Isur is the Isur of cross-breeding. But the other Isur of cross-working being manhig. If I put a horse and an ox on my wagon together, so then that is an Isur daraisa of cross-working animals. Those two relate to animals. One of them relates to clothing. That's shatnez. That we'll see later on. And then the other two relate to the ground. That is kilai zra'im, which we're going to have at Hashem in the next mitzvah. That's mitzvah 245. And kilai hakerem, which is a specific type of kilai zra'im, mentioned in Parsha Kisetse, which is a more chum, or it's an isser hana. So those are the five types of kilai. Kilai hakerem, kilai zra'im, kilai begadim, and then the two types of kilai behema. So in this pasuk, we have three of them, maybe even four of them mentioned. But the pasuk starts off with, es chukosai tishmoru. Chukosai Tishmoru, you look in Rashi. Rashi says that is a title. That's the title of the pasuk. As Chukosai Tishmoru ve'eluhein. And these are them. Why does Rashi saying that? Because Rashi continues. Chukim elu gzeiras melech she'en tam ludavar. These are chukim. They're the gzeir of a melech. There's no reason. I would pick five mitzvos that are the symbols and the simanim of mitzvos that don't have a reason. So those kilayim would be up there. Kilayim and chazir and other issues. But kilayim is definitely one of the mitzvos that would be in the categories of a chok. And that's what the Torah gives a separate introduction to these three isurim of kilayim in this pasuk as chukosai tishmaru. That's Rashi's pshat. If you look in the Eben Ezra, the Rashbam, the Svarno, many of the Rishonim, and we'll see it in an expanded way in the Ramban in a couple of minutes, many of the Rishonim say, no, it's not just a, it's a chok, and therefore, chok, it doesn't have a reason, and that's kilayim. No, it's more specifically connected to this isser of kilayim. There are many chukim in the Torah. Right, and before kashrus, we could have called that a chok. It doesn't say as chukosai blank. Before other isurim that we know as chukim, it doesn't say this introduction. Dafke here says the Eben Ezra, v'tam lahaskir achar eila mitzvos. Es chukosai tishmoru lishmar kol min shelo yisariv min imin. Es chukosai tishmoru. You know what that means? It's a totally different understanding. It's not just, this is a chok and keep my chukim. Says the Eben Ezra, chok here means the laws of the world, nature. I created laws of nature. Es chukosai, my laws of nature, my seder tishmoru, guard that. And meaning, kilayim is mixing up my laws of nature that I set up. So it's not chok in the sense of mitzvah without any reason that we could come up with, but mitzvah, chok here means the laws of nature. The Rashbam, behem techa lo sarbiya kilayim, lefi derech eretz v'tshuvas haminim, kishem shetziva hakasuv, just like the Torah commands, shekol echad ve'echad yotzi pri leminehu, b'maisa, Bracious, just like God in Parshas Bracious commanded every living creature to produce according to their kinds, right? You don't have two horses getting together and producing something else. You don't have people getting together and producing an animal. You don't have animal coming. God created that system of nature. So too, Hashem commands all of us to behave with our and lead our animals and our fields and our trees following this system as well. So that is as Chukos and Yisrael, keep my chukim, meaning dot, dot, dot. It's not just for example. According to Rashi, it's for example. But according to this, it is really dot, dot, dot. The Sfarno as well, just one more. Who says this? Sfarno as well. Ubiyoshim mechlal yiras hakel yisbarach yishmiras hachukim. Ki amram amnam ashomrim lomalo yechta lo. Lo yezeh el shekfar hikir gadlo v'sheiroi lemrosas dvaro. Once you recognize the greatness of God, don't rebel against him. V'shekfar hikir... We're going to have mire, which is animals. Adama, we're going to have shatnes. Malbush, we're going to have shatnes of clothing. Mishaga, we're going to have illicit relationships. Machlum mishta, we're going to have regarding Arla. Hagadas asidos, we're going to have later on many mitzvahs about, says the Sfarno, in the coming up psukim, that have to do with mixing things up that God didn't have in mind. So don't mess around with my system, Hashem is saying. Right, that's what this mitzvah is, and that's the special introduction of Eschukosei Tishmoru, keep my chukim, keep my system of order that I created in the universe, and don't try to create new types of mixtures. So that is all number two. Again, what are the first three words in our pasuk? Eschukosei Tishmoru. So number one, we had Rashi, it's just a title, as example of a chok. Then we had many Rishonim, the Eben Ezra, the Rashbam, the Sfarno. The Hemek Dover also says this, don't mess around with my laws of nature. And then number three, the third point to mention is from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh and from others as well. And that is, Eschukosei Tishmoru, what does this have to do with the previous mitzvah? Yesterday's mitzvah was V'hatorecha Kamocha. Love your fellow Jew. And now we have Kilayim. What's the connection? Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Because Hadarecha Kamocha is such an amazing mitzvah. You should become close to whoever you could become close with. But says the Aruch Chaim, it could be that you might want to come close to somebody who's not really so good for you. And therefore, though you come close, be careful about Kilayim. Be careful about intermixing and having someone else affect who you are. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Kasha, I'll just read it to you. Hashem says you gotta love everybody. A person might say, Kilo Yakwin Hashem al Harbas Tahora in Tahora. Well Zeba Akasa Via Amar, Ki in a Rason Bazel Akasha Behema and Behema, a filib bez anfitara, Hagantishne Mintara, Behem Tholo Serbia Kilayim. Right? Be close with everybody. But not shot, is not Kilayim. This is, we've said this thought in the past, I think in a Purim Shir, it's a beautiful one line of the After Rav says on the first mission in Mesechah Shkalim. First mission in Shkalim tells us that on the first day of Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmin ala Shkalim bala Kilayim. They start making announcements about Shkalim and Kilayim. Shkalim meaning everybody should send in their machzor shekel, because a month after Rosh Chodesh Adar is Nisan, they have to start buying carbon seber with the new money that was collected for the new year. So they start announcing a month before, and they also announce about Kilayim, because over the winter, a lot of things might have overgrown and are intermixed with each other. So Bezdin announces on Rosh Chodesh Adar, go to your fields to make sure that there's no Kilayim in there and rip out any Kilayim that you see. So Alderav Drush, the After Rav, says, what's the connection between these two mitzvahs that they announce about Machzor Shekel and about Kilayim? He says the same exact idea that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says here. Shkolim symbolize Achdus. Everybody is only a half. Machzor is a shekel. Everybody gives the equal amount. Everybody's the same level. Everybody's shoving. Machzor Shekel is Achdus. But when there's Achdus, you also be Achdus with everybody. But be careful about Kilayim too. Mashmir al Shkolim ala Kilayim. That's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh right here. Connecting it to yesterday's mitzvah, not specifically to Eschukosei Tishmoru, but you could fit it in. You have to love everybody. But remember, there is laws. There are boundaries that you can't override. And therefore, be close to everybody, but don't overstep the boundaries because then it might turn into Kilayim. Okay, those are three ideas by way of introduction as we get into this mitzvah, the first of two mitzvahs in a row related to Kilayim. Okay, so let's see the Chinuch. Sholarbia behema kilayim. One should not crossbreed animals im min b'sheino mino. That was the title with two that are not the same type. Sholarbia behema kilayim klomar. Shelo narkiv hazachar al shum min behema ochay yesheino mino. We're not allowed to breed a male with any other female animal of its type. Meaning not of its type. That's the language of the Chinuch. Lo narchiv zachar al shum bin behima ochaya. If you look in the, well, let's just finish the paragraph. Uba biur amru zachronom levracha shein achiv ashiachlis kimecho bishfaferes vaz yoke. The ultimate iser of this crossbreeding is mamish if somebody takes the two animals and puts them together. Not just, we'll see, just putting them into the same gated area that is not an Issa Daraisa, but actually helping the animals and assisting and facilitating the animals to do the act of mating, that is the Issa Daraisa, and that's what one gets malchus for. The language of the Chinuch here is, if we're marchiv zachar al shum behema. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Kelayim, his lashon is marchiv zachar al nekeva. She'eino mino, a male on a female. The Menachas Chinuch does not know why he says that. In Oz Beis, the Menachas Chinuch is mesupik. He says, what if you put two male animals together? Right, in the abnormal fashion, in a homosexual type of act of animals. Is that an Issa Daraisa? So he assumes yes. Why shouldn't it be? Crossbreeding two different animals, that's not supposed to be. So what will be the difference? Says the Menachas Chinuch in Oz Beis on the left side, and he mesupik, le'ezet taklas, cousin of Rambam, zachar nekeva. To lefi daiti, afar meyeh bezachar al-zachar. See, he says maybe the Rambam just says it because that's the Orcha de Milsa. That's the normal way of a crossbreeding. But he thinks in his mind that there wouldn't be a difference. But this is the Isser of crossbreeding animals. Let's do the Sharash of the Mitzvah and then we'll get to some important halakas. Before that, the Ksava Kabbalah talks about what does the word Kilayim mean? Laharbia is to crossbreed. Rava is to the Gemara in Taina says to be saturated with. The rains are called the Revia Rishona, the Revia Shnia. So Revia, when there's a mating that takes place, that something is inserted into something else. There's an insertion, just like the rain goes into the ground. That's a Revia. So that's the word Revia. What about Kilayim? It says, Behemtachol Osevia Kilayim. So the Ksava Kabbalah has two ideas. Refers also, I saw, says the same thing. First suggestion is Kalu. Kaf Lamed Aleph means to be imprisoned. Kalu is to be imprisoned. So here, Shamacharish Neitvarim Shalo Yitchanu Liutz Mechubarim Harayim Aldas Kiklu and Balkarcha. They're not supposed to be together. They're not supposed to be forced to be together. So when you crossbreed two things, it's going against nature. You're forcing them to be like imprisoned with each other. So that's number one, he suggests. But then he says also, Vayikala Hageshem Kalu means to be withheld. And to be prevented from doing something, or stopped from doing something. So that's the second idea. Because every crossbreeding ends in a stalemate, mules aren't going to reproduce. So then maybe that's another. It's going to end, right? The species is going to end. A horse and a horse is not going to end. But if you create a mule, so that is not going to be able to reproduce. Those are the two suggestions. What kalu kilayim? What kilayim come from? Okay, here we go. Mishorshi mitzvah. What's the shorash behind this mitzvah? Says the Chinuch. Hashem Baruchu bara olamo bechachma besuna vadas. Hashem created the world with wisdom. Chachma bina and das. Hence Chabad. Chachma bina and das. Va'asa v'tzir kol atzuros l'fi masha hayatzarech inyanan. And he created everything and created them with what they need. Roi lios mechuvanos kivon ha'olam. Ubaruchu hayodeya. Hashem is the ultimate in knowledge. V'zeo shamer v'aisa bracious. That's what it means in bracious after creation. V'yara lokim es kol asher asa v'hinei tov ma'od. God looked around and saw it was good. V'ri aso baruchu hi yedi aso v'isbonu nesu b'dvarim. What does it mean God saw? God doesn't have eyes. So it means that he recognized. He realized. He knew. Ki hu baruchu l'godel ma'ala so ino tzorech l'riyas ha'ayin al dvarim shem achar ma'isa. Hashem doesn't have to check and look at something. What he creates is ultimately perfect, infinitely perfect. He knew it was going to be perfect, and it was perfect. So what does it even mean? He saw. So the Chinuch says, it's just to make us
be able to understand it. The Torah uses words that we can understand. So the Torah uses words that we can understand, applying it to God. Anthropomorphism sometimes, describing the hand of God, the God getting angry, the af. You can't speak to somebody unless you use terms that they're familiar with. Right? If I don't know anything about a certain area of science, and somebody starts talking to me using the words in that area of science, I'll have no idea what they're talking about. No idea. So somebody starts talking to me about certain types of downloading and uploading. You know, if I'm not a computer guy, I'm gonna have no idea what does it mean to sync something? What does it mean to burn something? But if somebody's in knowledge and they know what sync and burn means, so you have to know. So if we have no idea to describe God in the terms that really we have to describe Him, it's beyond our asaga. It's beyond our asaga. Lahavdil. So therefore, what does the Torah use? It uses terms that we can understand. It uses terms that He saw it and it was good. But really, it doesn't mean that. Ubios yodei Elokim ki kol asher asa hu mechuvan b'shleimus, because everything is perfect, and therefore He's not lacking anything in the world. Tziva l'chol min v'min lios osa peros l'mineyu. Hashem created the world. If you think about it, we think it's natural. I know Hashem could have created the world that when horses get together, they have alligators. And when an alligator and a giraffe gets together, they have an elephant. Hashem could have created the world like that, but He didn't. He created a perfect world. Parents and have offspring that follow them. And that's what Hashem wanted. He wanted it to be orderly and perfect. And therefore, He doesn't want us messing around. V'lo yis'arvu haminin pen yachzor shleimusan v'lo yitzav alein b'chaso. There will be no bracha on a min that is crossbreeded. Right? They won't be able to reproduce. That is what the chinuch says. If you want to remember, we discussed this as well in the chinuch refers to it himself. This is, look what I wrote earlier, mitzvah samach beis, back in Sefer Shmos, where the chinuch spoke about the iser mechashef alo sachaya, having to put to death a witch, a sorcerer. So there also he talks about a lot of witchcraft is messing around with nature, and therefore it is not for us to violate. The one who made this famous, the chinuch is basically saying the same idea, but the source quoted on this pasuk, which is by the way 1919, Perek Yutes Pasuk Yutes in Kedoshim, is the Ramban. The Ramban on our pasuk says that, you know what the Isra of Kelayim is? It's basically what the chinuch says, but don't play God. God created a perfect system. When I violate Kelayim, it's as if I'm saying through my actions, Hashem, you forgot one. You forgot the mule. You forgot one. Or you forgot if I'm going to crossbreed fruit. If I crossbreed anything, it's as if I'm showing in my actions that I'm trying to be a creator. This isn't taking God's raw materials and going the next step. This is going back and trying to create a new form. That's the Ramban. V'hamarkiv shnei minim mishane u'machish b'maisa brachus ki'ilu yachshov shelo hishlim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo kol hatzorach. You forgot one. V'yachmotzu lazar b'briyaso shel olam. I'm just helping Hashem out. L'hosif bo brios. V'aminim b'balechem bo yolidu min b'shein amino. Excuse me, v'gam atzmachim v'chulu. I'm a vato chugo shamayim. That is the Ramban. Why and where is this Ramban important? This Ramban is important for the issue of cloning, which we've mentioned whenever we've talked about this. Big issue of cloning. Cloning human beings. What's the issue of cloning a human? So scientists have cloned animals. So what about cloning human beings? So what's the issue? Where does it say it's asur? So Dr. Abraham writes in the Nishmat Avram that he also told me directly that when he went to Rav Yashiv to ask him about cloning humans, and he brought with him like 20 different sources. Is this a good marker relating to cloning? Is this a good marker relating to cloning? There's a Tiferes Yisrael in Maseches Yadayim that is oft quoted, where the Tiferes Yisrael says, well, if it's not usher, then it's mutter. That's how it's quoted as saying. But that's not really true, because there are many, many sources, like the Abraham quotes, that show that even if something is not in the Shulchan Aruch, if it's something that instinctively we think something's wrong with, it's also usur. Why was Kayin chayav for killing Hevel? Did he have the issur of murder yet? Why was the Dor HaMavel chayav for Gezel? Were they commanded yet? Or all of the issurim? Right? Why was the people of Stom guilty? A lot of them. Ammon and Moav. You can't marry them because they didn't have a karas hatov. Right? They didn't bring us out the food. When we went out, what's the issur? The issur is because they should know better. It's usur if it's instinctively something wrong there. So there are many sources that knock out that Tiferes Yisrael in Maseches Yadayim, Perek Dalet. So the question is, what about What about cloning? And he quotes many other sources here as well. But the one source that Rav Yashiv felt was appropriate to talk about in the world of cloning was this Ramban. And that is, cloning is playing God. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu said that human beings should only be created by a mother and a father. That's what, and using, you know, the normal procedures, but the genetic makeup of a parent. Yes, Baruch Hashem, we have ways today to help facilitate pregnancies with all types of fertility mechanisms, but that's all basically the same idea, just doing it in a different way. Cloning is different. So therefore, Rav Yashiv says this cloning human beings would be a violation of this Ramban. And the continuous of Yashiv told me that denying creation is denying the Creator, and the creation of a new species of man without the mating of man and woman is forbidden. This cannot be compared to genetic engineering and treatment, where no new species is created, but where an abnormal situation, a disease, is corrected to conform to the normal. Right, that wouldn't be. That would be okay. And then Dr. Abraham goes and just asks a question that is really unanswered. A far more basic question must be faced. There's an explosion of medical and technological knowledge in our generation that we must, I believe, stop and ask ourselves. Since Hashem gave us this knowledge, does that automatically imply permission to use it? Be it for cloning humans, making it possible for an older woman to have a baby, or artificially producing babies out of wedlock? The Hulu. And he says, have we not long passed the stage where we must learn from the Almighty and say, die, enough? And he quotes many different, Ein L'Davar Sof, basically, he says. When do you stop? When do we think it's enough? And besides the other halachic questions about cloning, is it a human? Can it be counted for a minion? Is there a father? Is there a mother? Anyway, all these issues. But this Ramban is starting point for the issue of cloning. Okay, Midini HaMitzvah. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Just finishes up two more minutes. Lav dafka behema levad, yeser zeh, afilu chayev ha'of. Applies to all types of all types in the animal kingdom. There's a very important issue discussed in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph, and that is, we know there is a machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and the Rush. By cross-working, by kilai behema cross-working, does that apply to two different types of kosher animals? Or two different types of non-kosher animals. Let's say I put a horse and a zebra on a wagon together. Is that a nisud daraisa? The Rambam says no. The Rambam says for cross-working animals, it has to be one kosher, one non-kosher. If it's different types, but they're both kosher or they're both not kosher, the Rambam says that's nisud darabanan. Is it why? Because the examples in the Torah are lo sachrosh b'shor uvachamor yachtov. Shor and chamor, kosher, not kosher. So the Rambam says it's got to be kosher, not kosher. The Rosh says no. Any two types. Even if they're both kosher, both not kosher, that's still a nisud daraisa. So what about in this case? The Minchas Chinuch quotes, and if you look in the Shach, in Reish Tzadik Zayin, that's the Siman in Yoredeya about Kila Behema, the Shach assumes that the Rambam would say the same thing here, by crossbreeding. And the Rambam would say, for the Isur Daraisa of crossbreeding, you need a kosher and a non-kosher animal. That's what the Shach assumes. But the Minchas Chinuch himself says, and if you look in the Note of Yehuda on Shulchan Aruch, the Dogma Merivava says, befavors there also, the first Shach in Reish Tzadik Zayin, the Dogma Merivava argues on it, no! Don't compare cross-mating, cross-breeding, and cross-working. The Rambam only over there says it's one kosher, one not kosher, because what does the Torah say? Lo sachrosh b'shar uvachamor yachtav. But what does our pasuk say? Behemtecha lo ser b'yekelayim, just your animal, any animal. Even if they're both kosher, even if they're both not kosher. So Minchas Chinuch assumes l'kulei alma. Bein l'Rambam, bein l'Rosh. When it comes to our iser, it could be two kosher animals. That could also be an Isidar Isa. Or two non-kosher animals. It doesn't matter. And that's what, if you look at the continuation of the Chinuch, he says, an important related halacha, that the Isser is the act of mating. Once you mated the animals, or if you have one, are you allowed to buy a mule? Are you allowed to get benefit from Kilai Behema? The answer is yes. It's more to get benefit from. So you see in the continuation, turning over, b'chin ma'asha amru, on the second line, misha'ava ve'hirka, b'sheno mino, hanoa man mutter ba'ana, uba'achila. If it was two kosher animals, it's mutter to eat. If it's mutter to use, the iser is the act of mating. But the using it afterwards is not usser. He also notes there, the Gemara B'Metzia Daf Tzadik discusses, maybe amir la'akim is also usser. This might be a result-oriented iser. You can't ask a guy to do it for you either. Again, once it's done, so then you're allowed to get benefit, but one is not allowed to actively be involved in it. Skip to the end. The mitzvah applies always. Men, males and females. If somebody violates and actually helps the physical act to take place of the mating, that's loka. That's Malkus Daraisa. If one didn't do that, if one just put one animal on top of the other one, but then let the animals finish the job themselves, or one just guides them with their voice or any other, so then that's not the Issa Daraisa. Then one would get Malkus Martis. We didn't have time, but feel free to look in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Yud Aleph, the last Os, where he talks about an amazing Gemara in Malkus Chavez of Absuli HaMukdashin. Absuli HaMukdashin, and hopefully we'll talk about it later on when we get to the Isser of putting two animals together, cross-working them. Absuli HaMukdashin is an animal that was kachim, that became pasul, and you redeem it. It has some elements of hektish and some elements of chulin. It's chulin, but you're still not allowed to work. You're not allowed to work it. You're not allowed to shear it. It's an iser giz of avoda. So it's somewhere in the middle. The Gemara says, and the Rambam paskins this way: if you put one animal, psuli amudashin, one animal on your wagon and you ride with it, you violated the iser daraisa of kilai behema, because that animal is a mixture of hektish and chulin. Unbelievable. But if you look here, the Minchas Chinuch discusses how does that Gemara relate to crossbreeding. What's the issue of cross-breeding Psuli HaMukdashin to another Psuli HaMukdashin? What about to a Chulin animal? What about to a Hektish animal? He quotes a three-way machlokas between Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. One paragraph for each one. Feel free to look at that we have right here. Okay, we'll stop here.